I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Something is wrong here. Dead giveaway.
Charles, thank you very much.
Dead giveaway.
Thank you very much for your time. And
either she homeless or she got problems. That's the only reason why she run to a black man.
Charles, thank you for being there, man. Charles Ramsey, neighbor, heard the screaming, took action.
You're listening to Anarchy in Anaheim.
Since he's been in power in Russia, Vladimir Putin has steadily cracked down on democratic freedoms and the protesters who support them. A crackdown that intensified after his re-election as president a year ago. Nothing symbolizes this better than the arrest last March of a group of young feminists after they staged a protest against Putin in Moscow's largest cathedral. It got a lot of attention since the Orthodox Church is one of the most revered institutions in post-Soviet Russia. The young women have become the poster girls of Russian dissent. It's unlikely, considering they're a punk band on YouTube that makes lewd gestures in cartoonish get-ups. Most of what they do is deliberately offensive. It might offend you. Like, for starters, their obscene but attention-grabbing name, Pussy Riot.
Oh, look who it is, the fucking human vacuum.
Scumbag, what are you doing?
Not to say I saw Bob and his cousin.
He's your cousin?
Yeah, and he's from Russia, too.
No way. What part of Russia?
I don't fucking know. Do I look like his fucking biographer? Well, what part of Russia you from?
Moscow.
He only speaks Russian?
Nah, he speaks some English, but he cannot speak it good like we do.
Is he staying here?
Nah, he's moving to the big city this week. He wants to be a metal singer.
No way.
I swear, Olaf Metal. That's his fucking metal face. Olaf, girl, nice.
Scarlet neck.
That's fucked up, man.
What did he say?
I don't know, man, but this guy's a character.
He really wants to play metal?
Yeah, he's got his own band in Moscow. It's called Fuck Your Yankee Blue Jeans or something like that.
That doesn't sound metal.
You gotta hear him sing Olaf Berserker. Come on, man, Berserker.
Is he singing English or Russian?
In English. Come on, Berserker. Girls think sexy. I'll watch what he's gonna sing. I watch, it's too funny.
My love for you is like a truck bouncer. Would you like some making fuck berserker?
That's fucking funny, man.
Did he say making fuck?
My love for you is ticking clock berserker. Would you like to suck my cock berserker?
That's beautiful, man.
Hey, what's up?
Thanks
for tuning in to another episode of Anarchy in Anaheim. We're a podcast brought to you out of Orange County, California. We're not in the Anaheim Hills. We're not at Disneyland. We're in the ghetto, the bowels of Anaheim. Next door to us is a Alberto's Mexican restaurant, a massage parlor, and a check cashing store. So we're glad you're tuned in. We're going to play a wide variety of music. We're going to start off with a band out of Washington State. They're called The Accused. Or in my radio voice, this is
The Accused.
Yeah!
no disrespect to the victims of the Boston bombings, but how classic is the uncle of those two numbskulls? This guy is pretty funny.
Pardon me?
Are you ashamed by what has unfolded in Boston?
Of course we're ashamed. Yes, we're ashamed. They're children of my brother.
Did one of them
who had little influence of them, honestly, as much as I know, who had little influence of them.
Is there any reason why you haven't had any contact with them? You haven't followed out or anything?
It's a personal.
Sir, what?
I didn't like, so I just wanted my family be away from them.
What do you mean?
What did I do here?
Again, the only I say what I think was behind it, being losers, not being able to settle themselves, and thereby just hating everyone who did.
My name is Borat Sagdiev.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a journalist. I am a son of Asimbala Sagdiev and Boltok the Rapist.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, so there's a new album by Black Sabbath coming out. Ozzy is singing. It's produced by Rick Rubin. There's a lot of hype behind the album. Hopefully it kicks ass, but as we all know, Ozzy's getting up there in age. They are playing the LA Sports Arena, Irvine Meadows, but one album that I really liked was back in the 90s. A bunch of metal bands covered Black Sabbath songs, and this song I really like. This is by Biohazard.
We'll be right back.
everybody. Thanks. That does it for this week's episode. Appreciate you tuning in. We'll be back soon with a brand new episode. As always, you can catch us on a bunch of mobile apps for Android, BlackBerry, iPhone. You can get us on iTunes, but you have to enter the URL or RSS feed directly in there. I've applied many times for iTunes for the podcast, but they keep rejecting it for some bullshit reason, probably because anarchy is such a dangerous word. But anyway, hey, thanks everybody for tuning in. We're going to close the show out with a band out of France, so we'll see you soon. Freedom Fries, everybody.
Go, go, go.